the protest today was out of sheer frustration. The Minister of Housing, James Brown, has yet to visit Donegal to witness firsthand the devastation caused by defective concrete blocks. And of course, we also have a housing crisis here as well in Donegal. His continued absence, you know, it completely disregards thousands of families whose lives have been shattered due to this crisis. On the very day that James Brown was appointed as housing minister, I contacted his office to request a meeting, and I've been trying ever since to secure a date to meet with him to explain what exactly is happening here in Donegal. We were told repeatedly, you know, that he's receiving lots of invitations, you know, but he has spoken to other groups, and rightly so, the Safety Defect Apartment Group, he met with them. But in Donegal here, we are dealing with the biggest crisis in Europe, and he has yet to engage with us. He has yet to come to Donegal. He has yet to set foot in a home with defective blocks. We were told back in July 24 that by the Fianna Fáil councillors that a ministerial visit was imminent when we were tabling a motion of no confidence in the then minister, Dara Bryan. Sadly, it appears now that the new minister is following in the same footsteps as him and avoiding Donegal and avoid, I suppose, facing the reality of this crisis on the ground. We firmly believe it's the first place the minister should have visited. He should be here to see the devastation for himself, and he clearly has no intention of coming as it stands.
And for you, councillor, it's quite clear that this should be the priority, that when you're, I guess, a minister over housing in this country, and you're trying to say this is the biggest issue this country has and it needs to be addressed on the ground. And I guess in terms of this walkout protest, I guess it's just a sign perhaps of, you know, you've tried other routes, you've tried to talk through the solutions, but it's gotten to a point for you, it seems like, where you're now at a stage where to make things heard, you need to take a bit more drastic measures, such as walking out.
Yeah, well, I think this situation is getting more serious and serious, not by the year, it's by the week now. These houses are deteriorating rapidly. Like at the weekend, I spoke to a lady who has rodents coming in through the cracks of her social home. Remember, we do not even have a scheme in place for social houses, which is absolutely, you know, unthinkable, you know, given the state of some of these homes. And we have a government minister who is supposed to be addressing this issue who doesn't come to see firsthand. It's been 5 years since a housing minister has been in Donegal. And in those 5 years, these houses are getting more and more dangerous to live in. We have to remember they're unhealthy now as well. There's mould, damp ingressing through these homes. We have vulnerable people in these homes. We have disabled people in these homes, we have elderly people in these homes, and we have families in these homes.